Iran, the European Union, and the U.S. hold talks on remaining issues related to implementing the Geneva deal between Tehran and the P5+1.
Well, we had a very serious and technical negotiations. I had negotiations with Helga Schmidt on the remaining differences which exist between Iran and 5+1 on how to implement the joint plan of action. These differences relate to the how we interpret the joint plan of action. So what we are now trying to do is to find a common understanding and a common interpretation of the text so we can move forward.
Well, the talks in Geneva come a few days after expert-level negotiations between representatives of Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany. The Iranian deputy foreign minister says there are still three technical points that need to be further discussed. Based on the Geneva deal between Iran and the P5+1, Tehran will limit some aspects of its nuclear energy program in return for the removal of some sanctions. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Kaveh Afrasiabi, who is a U.S.-Iran relations specialist, and he's now joining us on the line from Boston. Mr. Afrasiabi, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, I wanted to get your assessment on where these talks stand at this point.
Well, by all accounts, this is a very crucial trilateral meeting transpiring in Geneva that could very well lead to the disappearance of the remaining differences so that the Geneva Agreement would begin its implementation phase in the next 2 weeks or so. I think the January 20th date for the start of implementation might be a little too optimistic, and my prediction is that it may start a little later. But the importance of this meeting, which was unscheduled before, lies in the fact that the major parties involved in the negotiations have realized that a higher level meeting is called for in order to hammer out the differences.
All right, Mr. Afrasiabi, I also wanted to ask, you know, going forward then, what should we expect to happen vis-a-vis these three points that Mr. Araghchi obviously did not get into details about, but should we expect that these points will be easy to overcome?
Well, I'm not privy to all the details based on, you know, the reports from both sides. One of the key issues is, of course, Iran's R&D with the new generation of fences uses, which is permitted under the Geneva Accord and yet, questioned by some Western powers, principally the U.S. And so I think this goes to the heart of what Mr. Araghchi said about, you know, coming to a common interpretation of the Geneva Agreement. And we have seen divergent interpretations basically from the moment this was inked on November 24th. So it's very important to close the gap of interpretation and understanding of this so that the implementation phase would begin. And definitely the issue of sensitive R&D is permitted under that court.